It's Illume Group's Andrea Lay, Packed View's Melissa Burdick, the Wizard of Wooden Hill Shri, and I'm PVSB from Flywheel, a division of Omnicom. Before we get to the CPG Guys episode you've downloaded, it's the week of April 22nd, and of course it's time for the Fresh Four. Four curated news stories from the past week. We found them boundlessly intriguing. We hope you do too. Brought to you through our partnership with RetailWit, your one-stop shop for retail industry intelligence and news. RetailWit.com. It's retail right now. Leading off, Shri.
Thank you, Peter. And Amazon Live introduces a new shoppable ad-supported channel to Prime Video called Freevee, featuring 24/7 interactive content from celebrities and brands, leveraging its Shop the Show technology to enhance viewer engagement and boost its advertising revenue. At least that's the plan. The channel leverages Amazon's Shop the Show technology to enable viewers to easily purchase content seen on the TV screen via a mobile device. The CPG guys and I are excited to try this out, and we will report back how it performs back here in one of our blogs on the CPG guys. So I look forward to that. Over to you, Peter, for what's going on with Walmart Marketplace.
Thanks, Shri. Walmart Marketplace opens Omni service to auto sellers. Walmart is enabling customers to order eligible tires from Walmart sellers and have them shipped to a local Walmart store for easy installation at their auto care centers. Walmart sellers have added 12,000 unique items, including specialty tires, to provide nearly 40,000 marketplace offers that are installation eligible at 2,300 auto care centers around the country. The expanded tire selection complements Walmart's existing auto services that include accessories and battery services, while giving sellers more access to Walmart's omnichannel customer base. Over to you, Andrea.
Hello, Fresh Four listeners. Amazon begins offering Dash Carts to other grocers. Amazon has begun offering its Dash Carts to third-party grocers, expanding the checkout technology beyond Amazon grocery banners and Whole Foods market stores, according to a blog post from the company. Amazon introduces Dash Carts to non-Amazon grocery stores, starting with select locations in the Kansas City area. This rollout comes shortly after Amazon ceased its Just Walk Out technology in Amazon Fresh and Whole Foods. Customers using Dash Carts tend to spend 10% more, with over 80% of the transactions from repeat users, highlighting the cart's convenience and efficiency. Over to you, Melissa.
So Heinz has launched a new limited edition barbecue sauce. Heinz and Barbie lovers in Europe are in luck. A limited edition pink vegan mayo with barbecue sauce was launched to celebrate Barbie's 65th anniversary. Mattel and Heinz have unveiled the new Heinz Classic barbecue sauce. It will be available in the UK and Spain initially, and may be available elsewhere in the future. Additionally, there's 5,000 bottles of the new sauce available to purchase online, but they can only be shipped to the UK and Ireland. So for those of you in the US who are curious, you can do what I do and go to TikTok and search pink barbecue sauce, and you will find it.
Thank you, Melissa. That's it for the Fresh Four. Now on to the CPG Guys episode that you've downloaded. Welcome to another episode of the CPG Guys podcast. Our co-hosts, Shri Rajagopalan and Peter V.S. Bond, explore how brands and retailers engage with consumers online, in store, and everywhere in between. And now, here are Shri and Peter. Welcome to the CPG Guys podcast. I'm your co-host, PVSB. My alter ego is VP of Commercial Strategy for Fetch Rewards Mobile Loyalty Platform. My partner in crime is affectionately known as the Sultan of SWAT. He's definitely enjoying the summer of baseball with his Yankees in first place. Of course, I'm speaking about Shri. Today's special episode of the podcast is a bit of a mashup. We're introducing a whole bunch of new content into the CPG Guys ecosystem. We thought we'd preview it all here for you as part of an episode. Two of the new content elements will appear exclusively on the CPG Guys LinkedIn page, while the third component is an entirely new podcast. That's right. First, we're welcoming Jeff Malmud, Global Head of Commerce at Mindshare. Each Tuesday, Jeff will deliver the Retail Media Minute, where he highlights some insights and thoughts on the world of retail media. This will be published on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on the CPG Guys LinkedIn page. Here's Jeff speaking about what's in store for our audience.
Thank you, Peter and Shri. Welcome to the Mindshare Retail Media Minute. My name is Jeff Malmud, and I'm the Global Head of Commerce at Mindshare. Each week, we'll give you the retail media headlines you need to know, explain why it's important, and how to prepare from a media perspective.
Next, we're welcoming a frequent guest of the podcast, Brian Gildenberg, the SVP of Commerce at Omnicom Commerce Group, is a weekly contributor on Thursdays at 9 a.m. Eastern on the CPG Guys LinkedIn page. Brian will deliver the Gildenberg Omni comment. Here's Brian to tell us more.
Hey there, everybody. Just a quick announcement. First of all, for those of you that I don't know, my name is Brian Gildenberg, and I'm the Senior Vice President of Commerce at the Omnicom Commerce Group, which is the part of Omnicom that oversees the agencies that you probably better know by their trading names, Haygarth, the Integer Group, TPN, and Tracy Locke. I am pleased and thrilled to announce that I'll be the latest participant in the CPG Guys fantastic platform on the world of omnichannel retail, retail media, and e-commerce. And I'll be joining every week on Thursday for a session that we're loosely calling the Gildenberg Omni Comment, which sounds like the world's most boring spy novel. But actually, in real life, what I'll be doing is discussing some of the trends that we see happening in the world of particularly omnichannel retail, notably around the major shifts that we see brands, retailers, and their partners needing to undertake to manage a world where retail, media, and content are all collapsing on each other and really kind of becoming almost interchangeable.
Last but certainly not least, we're happy to extend the CPG Guys franchise to introduce the CPG Scoop, a podcast series hosted by Risa Crandall from Akee Technologies and Jennifer Silverberg from Smart Commerce. Here's a conversation that Sheree and I had with them recently to talk about their new venture and how it is a different take on the format that the CPG Guys and the FMCG Guys have previously established. Sheree and I are excited to announce the extension of the CPG Guys community to a third podcast. It's a different format than we previously created with the CPG Guys and the introduction of the FMCG Guys earlier this year. The new venture is called the CPG Scoop. And here to give us all the scoop on it are the co-hosts. Risa Crandall is SVP of CPG Strategy at Akee Technologies. And Jennifer Silverberg is the founder and CEO of Smart Commerce. Jennifer, Risa, welcome to the CPG Guys family.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be a part of it. We are thrilled, humbled, and excited, and very appreciative.
Hello. Jennifer and Risa, let me echo Peter's welcome. We're incredibly excited to extend our franchise to include the CPG Scoop. Before we get to the podcast itself, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourselves? Risa, our followers, of course, recognize you as a frequent and superstar guest on the flagship CPG Guys podcast. So let's go with you first. Risa, go ahead and introduce yourself.
That sounds great. Well, yes, I've always enjoyed being part of the CPG Guys and continue to want to continue that relationship. So Risa Crandall, I am the SVP of Strategy, CPG, and BevElk here at Akee Technologies. My career journey started in publishing, very quickly pivoted over to digital publishing, and then 12 years ago into technology, which was a really great build on what I've done. Always been CPG. I even had a woman who was hiring me once, or potentially hiring me, but did hire me, say, "You're so packaged goodsy, Risa." And I said, "Yes, I am." So proud of it. And then so happy to be here with Jennifer.
Thank you for that, Risa. And then Jennifer, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and introduce yourself to the audience as well? Of course, you've been in the industry a while, but we'd love to know your background.
I have been in the industry so long, it's kind of crazy thinking back in and around. So I was in a consultant for the first, I'm not going to say how many years, but the bulk of my history, always in CPG and branding and new product development primarily. And then I wound up moving into technology, worked for a technology company that we wound up selling to Google. And in the meantime, we saw, the team saw an opportunity to, or a hole in the industry, some needs in the industry. So then started Smart Commerce about 6 years ago. And what my whole history being around consumer behavior and consumer action, I kind of became a consumer voyeur at the perfect time in CPG, right? So everything's changing, everything's so interesting, and apply that to what we're doing now. But
you know, thanks for that. Let me ask you first, before we get to kind of the details of what the format of the podcast is, where did the idea come about and how did the two of you kind of connect and get together on this?
Yeah, so really the idea came from the relationship I have with you both, right? Being part of the CPG Guys three times and also then bringing Pepsi to one of the episodes as well. Just thinking about that consumers who listen to the podcast, people and marketers who listen, really find value. And I was hearing that very frequently. Even after a long break between episodes, I would hear from different marketers that they got such value, such understanding, inspiration, just, and even felt connection in the industry, because we aren't as connected as we once were. So there was this continuous theme, and then having a conversation with both of you to say, what do you think about a spinoff where we could do it a little bit differently, but really, you know, go with what we've learned so much from all your great leadership, and a way for, again, consumers on the listening side to understand new things, understand new technologies, be confident and be inspired. And so really just asking you both, would you be open to an extension? And your agree so quick was a really fantastic way to really give other people opportunities to digest this content and engage in a different format.
And I would add, you know, it's a great answer, and it's really an outward looking answer. I also have an inward looking answer. Honestly, there's an incredibly, I'm going to call it the selfish side of this, which is over the last 3 or 4 years, 2.5 years, you know, with COVID, I have desperately missed this kind of conversations that you can have that go a little bit deeper than what you get on Zoom. Zoom is always, you start with the business, you end with the business, you move to the next Zoom and it's business again. You used to go to lunch in between those, and you could talk about things like what's changing in the industry. What are your challenges? What are you feeling? What do you? I have felt I have felt that missing like deep in my soul. And so, when there was an opportunity to be able to, you know, sort of programmatically plan to sit down for a period of time with people and really pick their brains and learn, and then the unselfish part of that is be able to share that out to other people too, who I think may be hungry for the same thing. That was really it for me. You know, it didn't need to be a podcast. A podcast is just a thing, but the conversations and the changes that you're able to make when you're able to talk long enough to be able to get through something, which is why I love you guys' podcast, because the conversations that you have really bring out new information and new ways of thinking. And we wanted to be able to do that too. So,
and then once we had your A-OK so quickly and so positively, I thought to myself, well, who would be the best co-pilot to be able to have that camaraderie like you do? And you obviously have such a deep friendship. And instantly said, Jennifer. We've worked together for the past few years, but I feel like I've known her my whole life. We're very much peas in a pod in many different ways, but also have that great opportunity to bounce different ideas off of each other since we're in the same vertical, but we also connect in different ways with different companies that we work with and different marketers. So quickly reached out to Jennifer. I think she texted back in 6 seconds and said yes with an exclamation point or 2 or 10. And that's really how it all got started, was really just asking if there's an opportunity because of knowing the impact and the real comfort that this kind of content can bring to different consumers when in the marketing industry. And I'm going to take,
you know, Sri and I always say that we really only stay together for the kids, but we kid about it. We do love it. We do love each other. We have a good chemistry, and we hope, we clearly see the two of you have that as well.
Well, it was like when we first met, remember that? And it was like this resonance. Mm. And we were at an event and we just kept talking. We wound up walking and talking and talking. And we each had people with us who also knew each other. Mm-hmm. And it just became this stew of a conversation that never stopped. Right. And so that conversation just is continuing to today. And it's happening hopefully in a little more public space. But the beginning of it was that resonance, and that resonance continues. Plus, she's amazing. I mean, come on.
So is she. So is she. Yeah, but when you find somebody who is your kind of, you know, soulmate in this marketing world, and you know that instantly.
Marketing,
right?
Soulmate.
I like it,
oh,
right?
Oh, that's cool.
And so that's really how the Scoop got formed.
Yep.
How awesome.
Oh, what, and there, cool, was, there was a, some champagne a, involved. There was champagne involved.
We did toast.
There was that. There was a toast. Yeah.
I'm sure at some point in our case, wine was involved, but kind of goes back to 2.5 years ago when Peter and I started this thing. The journeys weren't radically different. This is exactly mm-hmm. what we talked about. The mission remains the same, which is very aligned with what we do, which is sharing education. And then everything that the four of us have had the fortune of learning, encountering a ton of people in this industry, learning from them. It's how do we give back, and how do we kind of give that learning that we've kind of captured to everybody else in the CPG industry and retail included as well. And then you used one or two key words out there, Risa, which was, you know, industry luminaries, learning, knowledge, things of that nature. So I can't wait for all of this to get excited. just like the audience too, can't wait for this to get excited and can't wait for this to get launched. So let's jump, if y'all don't mind, to the mission and format of the podcast. Mm-hmm. Please do share with the audience what you're hoping this podcast will contribute to the community that we've been nurturing for a while now.
Yeah. So I can start and then Jennifer can build on that. We really want this to be snackable, right? So we love your format and we can listen to it almost all day long, but we thought a short, snackable, you know, really easy, breezy content that's inspirational, that is giving the marketing community and the digital community new ways of thinking, learning from colleagues in the industry. We know that very much in CPG. People want to learn within their vertical, but then expand from that. We want it to be very comfortable. Some of the things that I've heard from different industry people that have been on the CPG guys is how comfortable they feel the instant they get on the podcast with both of you. So we want that comfort so that it's very natural, right? When we're sharing, you know, the leadership that we all have. And we want it to be fun. You know, I've had so much fun being part of the CPG guys, and we want guests to feel that same, you know, enjoy factor out of it as well.
Yeah, all of that. And I think, for me, I'll define success as when somebody listens and at the end of it, they say, I hadn't thought about that way before. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's different. That's now I need to think differently. And if we can trigger that by the information or by the questions that we ask, because that's another thing that's cool about this, is it's not us talking. You know, I know you mm-hmm. speak at a lot of events. I speak at a lot of events. This is not us regurgitating our stuff. This is us getting to ask questions of other people. And so I'm like madly excited about that. So finding the people that will be able to, if we ask the right questions, mm-hmm. Be able to bring those insights that make somebody think twice. And I think that, you know, hopefully it'll make our industry smarter and more fun. To your part, this has to be fun, guys. Come on. We've been through a lot of years of tough stuff. Let's bring some fun to this. Agreed.
Shri, it sounds to me like we found a couple of fellow agents provocateur.
This is great, Peter, that's what I was about to get to, which is, speaking of fun, we've got the Dodgers, Yankees, and MLB as a clutch, a real rivalry. And I think for the first time in this season, the Dodgers may be a quarter game ahead or something like that off the Yankees in the number one spot.
I was going to spare you the indignation of that fact, but since you brought it up.
No, yes. I might be sitting in India here, but I follow the Yankees every day, and I've got my VPN to be able to get my MLB.tv. Oops, shouldn't have said that. But Lisa and Jen, we got to ask you what your rivalry is, or you're going to have to declare soon on the CPT Scoop what that is.
Well, since we're Scoop themed, we hadn't even talked about this, but I think it could be kind of the interesting debate on our favorite indulgences. Right? Well, is it ice cream? Is it cake? Is it brownies? Is it? And I love to bake, so I could even bake them. And we could share the ideas.
We have to figure out our rivalry.
So it could be a food rivalry.
You got a little time before you release your first episode. So think about it, because it's that little combat. It's like that competitive friction that really gets the creative juices flowing between Shri and me. We love to have a little fun with each other on that.
One of the things that's great about the relationship that we've had is we haven't always agreed.
That's right.
There have been times that we've disagreed and come out in a third place. Mm-hmm. And those are the best. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know whether we're going to have a playful rivalry about, you know, sprinkles versus, the best topping. Oh, I have an idea. Well, but we're going to wait for the first episode.
We'll cook that. Okay.
We'll cook that. Oh.
I'm good with a pun.
Well, you know, she's always going to show up with the kitchen behind her anyway, because that's her iconic setting.
So it is. So speaking of the first episode, we'd love to know, when is it going to hit the airwaves? Mm-hmm. And maybe give us a little preview of what you're going to talk about in the first episode.
So I'm going to say the closest I'm going to give you right now, because remember, this is the first one. So we've got to give our people time to help us get this edited right. But let's say around the 1st of August. So first week of August, definitely. And then can I say?
We could say the kind of company.
Yeah, we'll say the kind of company. It's going to be, it's going to
be
tied to Scoop. It's going to be tied to Scoop.
Snackable content. Scoop. Kind of company. Scoop.
It's snackable content that'll be exactly, okay. And it'll be a scoop. What other words?
We can say
it'll be chili.
It'll be chili.
Ooh, chili scoop snack.
Perfect for summer. What do you like in the summer? What fits with scoop? Could be. Could be.
I feel a tease coming on. This is good stuff, Sri. This is good stuff.
Could be.
We are very excited about our product.
But when you drop this episode, you know, first week of August, which is actually barely a week away, less than a week away at this point. Of course, Peter and I will be thrilled to, you know, support you in this journey. You know, you guys are going to feature here every Friday as part of our weekly programming on the CPG Guys for our audience. You know, as the episodes keep coming up at the CPG School, we'll have clips, we'll have fun formats we'll kind of put out here every Friday. But the audience would love to know where they can find your podcast. Like, is there a website? Should they go to LinkedIn? What kind of platforms they can listen in, et cetera?
Well, that's a good thing about being marketers, isn't
it? So we're going to cpgscoop.com, YouTube, all major podcast platforms. And so if you can't find it, contact us. We'll be giving you, we'll give you our email address. But no, it would go to cpgscoop.com and we'll have links to everywhere that you're able to access this.
Yeah.
And of course, LinkedIn, because that is such a great platform for folks to learn.
Amazing.
We'll even consider, you know, LinkedIn Lives down the way. Yep, absolutely. So we're really open to all those things. But want to make it easy and accessible for folks to get this snackable content, enjoy it, be inspired, be confident, and again, enjoy and have fun.
The CPG Guys are big fans of LinkedIn. We're very pleased to have over 14,500 followers. So we got a bit of a head start, but we know you can make a race. Oh, let's get
There's a rivalry.
You guys are well connected. I think you're going to get there a lot faster than it took us to get there. But we're really excited about working with you on this. We'll recommend to our audience, follow CPG Scoop on LinkedIn. Bookmark cpgscoop.com on your browser so you know the minute stuff goes live. And of course, as soon as it's available, subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform. Ladies, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you for including us in your amazing family.
Thanks again for joining us, and we look forward to engaging you across the various platforms of the CPG Guys community. The content in this podcast episode is provided for general informational purposes only. By listening to our episode, you understand that no information contained in this episode should be construed as advice from CPG Guys LLC or the individual author, hosts, or guests, nor is it intended to be a substitute for research on any subject matter. Reference to any specific product or entity does not constitute an endorsement or recommendation by CPG Guys LLC. The views expressed by guests are their own, and their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The views expressed by CPG Guys LLC do not represent the views of their employers or the entity they represent. CPG Guys LLC expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, or inability to use this podcast or the information we present in this podcast.